Welcome back. You're listening to The Grumpy Gaze here on Joy 94.9 for Radiothon. Get those memberships in, get those subscriptions in, get those donations. All the details are on the Joy website, www.joy.org.au. So yeah, Danny, Baby Love, one of her, you know, biggest singles off her first album. And that was the original, I'll have you know. It was not the remix that you so often hear. I bet you knew that, Mrs. Gray.
I'm curious as to the scale you're using there, Mr. Gray. Bigger? What's...
Well, yeah, no, these things are relative.
Sure they are for a gay man. But anyway...
On a scale of fabulous to wonderful to Kylie. Sorry. Anyway...
Mr. Gray and Randy McGrant, aka Doug, this is the new segment that we introduced a few weeks ago called Dear Grumpy Grays. And for the uneducated, aka Doug, of us, this is where we get our little grumpsters to call in and tell us their problems. And we, being grumpy gays of the world, give them some sage advice.
Well, we're basically agony aunts because they give us a problem when we give them agony.
You're certainly agonising.
Yes.
Now, usually, Matt, as we're aware, we get people to write into this segment because, let's face it, it's 11 p.m. on a Tuesday night. Not many of the grumpsters, certainly not my kind of grumpsters, are out of bed at present. So we have letters that we read out. And these are all of our little grumpsters who have problems to burn and they want our solutions.
Oh my God, Helen, Doug.
Hi.
What?
We've actually, you know this Dear Grumpy Gay thing, we've actually got a call coming through.
No.
Somebody's listening. hello, are you there?
Who is this?
It's Brad.
Ah, and what, okay, so this segment is called Dear Grumpy Gay. Are you calling him with a problem, Brad?
I am Grumpy Gay. I have a problem. I need your help.
Okay, let's see if we can dash your dreams and ruin you in one quick segment.
Okay, let me tell you what my problem is. I'm a home worker from way back, Grumpy Gaze. I fortunately have the kind of job that genuinely allows me to be at home and to work from home. However, let's just say due to the current C situation, my home office has been crashed, so to speak, by my Latin American boyfriend. Ooh. Now, love him as I do, and as ABBA has said, I do. There is a little, or should I say, big problem.
Oh.
Well, actually, there's a couple of problems, but they're intertwined, should we say. Can I tell you what they are, Grumpy Gay?
Oh, look, I'm desperate to find out. Come on.
Oh, I don't think I want to hear about
this. So my boyfriend has embraced self-isolation as though he is on holiday in Gran Canaria. And you know what that means. Clothing is very much optional.
Oh, yes.
Well, in Guido's case, that means clothes are never an option. And it can be, well, incredibly distracting. But that's not even the end of it.
Carry on, please.
I always have the radio on, Grumpy Gaze, in the background when I work, and do my thing each day. And, of course, I always have it tuned to Joy 94.9.
Good man.
So I sit in my office listening to the great mix of upbeat music, and it makes my day a little better, or at least it did before, because... Now, Guido has taken to singing every song that comes on in his native tongue, Spanish. Have you ever heard Billie Eilish's Bad Guy sung in Spanish by a buffed, tanned, naked Latino? Well, I have, Grumpy Gaze, and I can tell you it's incredibly distracting and oddly erotic. So here's my problem, Grumpy Gaze.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what this problem is, but keep going, yes.
I like my work environment to be a sanctuary Namaste. And at present, I have Ricky Martin's hotter younger brother shaking his naked bonbons and singing his Spanish ways through my work day. Whatever am I going to do, grumpy gays?
Wow.
I have a suggestion immediately, Brad. I think that we need to start working together on Zoom.
Yeah, let's unpack this. And I'm maybe Guido should try and pack any suitcase when he goes on holidays. But yeah, I'm struggling with this. Well, my heart bleeds for you, Brad. You're not so much trapped in COVID isolation as trapped in my ideal porn video. Advice, give yourself a break, mate. Send him my way. My address is Bunker Grey, Gay Epicentre, Melbourne, COVID 19. I'll show him the best 3 seconds of his life and you get a welcome coffee break. What do you reckon?
That sounds like a perfect plan, actually. Thanks, Grumpy Gay.
Well,
Helen,
yes,
come on.
Yes, well, call up, Brad, as I cast a fleeting glance over at Dee Dizzle asleep in her burqa-inspired flannelletted ensemble with remnants of this evening's chicken tikka masala on the button to the chin lapel and an ever-so-sexy little wisp of sleepy dribble escaping the corner of her mouth. I obviously can feel your pain.
Yes, I know. I mean, look, I don't know. Look, there's no fear of the Latin lover getting chicken tikka masala anywhere, is there? Or any other McClatty. Actually, do you know what? That's a good point, Brad. That's the upshot. Think of the washing that you're saving money on.
Yes, there's definitely a silver lining there, Grumpy Gays. Certainly the saving on washing is the redeeming factor to all of that.
And if he really starts to annoy you, just give him a piping hot cappuccino. That could end badly. But look... I think you should toughen up and appreciate the beauty while you can. Even sexy hot Latino bodies end up going south eventually. And it harks me back to a bit of a travel segment I did a few weeks ago where I talked about the only people who take up the clothing optional option at a clothing optional resort are the people you don't want to. So, you know what? I think you're on a pretty good wicket there, mate.
So I should stay grumpy and just live with him being naked in my apartment. And if I get a bit over it, then I'll give you a call and you can do some light relief for me, Grumpy Gay.
I think you should get him to apply for the JobKeeper.
Well, you know, you can always take comfort in the fact with this awful problem that you have that you're making two people on this end of the line very, very jealous, Brad. So on that note, I'm going to hang up and say goodnight.
Goodnight, Grumpy Gay.
Bye. Thanks for calling.
Well, given the silence I'm experiencing in Bunker Grey, Gay Epicentre, Melbourne, COVID 19, I'm assuming that Matt and Doug are both a little bit spun around.
We're speechless. It's just silence apart from the occasional noise of kitty litter. But I've got to say,
It's the image I have of Guido running. I think all of us are working from home. Working from home.
Well, they don't call it a job for nothing.
Absolutely.
Yeah, well, I'm intrigued. I'd love to hear Kylie spinning around. Hot pants or not. It's like in Spanish by a hot Latino muscle guy. Naked.
Named Guido.
Yes. Mm. This is Kylie for Spinning Around. Spinning around.